Chapter 5. Slowly, old Mrs. White went back into the house. Her husband looked up and saw something strange in her face.
"What's the matter?" he asked.
"Nothing," his wife answered, and she sat down to finish her breakfast. She began to think about Tom Morris again, and suddenly she said to her husband,
"Your friend drank a lot of whiskey last night. A monkey's paw. What a story."
Mr. White did not answer her, because just then the postman arrived. He brought two letters for them, but there was no money in them. After breakfast, the two old people forgot about the money and the monkey's paw. Later in the day, at about 1 o'clock, Mr. and Mrs. White sat down to eat, and then they began to talk about money again. They did not have very much money, so they often needed to talk about it.
"That's £30,000, Mrs. White said. "We need it."
"But it didn't come this morning," her husband answered. "Let's forget it."
Then he said,
"But that thing moved. The monkey's paw moved in my hand. Tom's story was true. You drank a lot of whiskey last night."
"Perhaps the paw didn't move," Mrs. White answered.
"It moved,"
Mr. White cried angrily. At first his wife did not answer, but then she said,
"Well, Herbert laughed about it."
Suddenly she stopped talking. She stood up and went over to the window.
"What's the matter?"
her husband asked.
"There's a man in front of our house," Mrs. White answered. "He's a stranger, very tall and well-dressed. He's looking at our house." "Oh, no, it's okay. He's going away."
"Come and sit down. Finish eating," Mr. White said.
The old woman did not listen to her husband.
"He isn't going away," she went on. "He's coming back. I don't know him. He's a stranger. Yes, he's very well dressed."
Suddenly Mrs. White stopped. She was very excited.
"He's coming to the door. Perhaps he's bringing the money."
And she ran out of the room to open the front door. The tall, well-dressed stranger stood there. For a minute he said nothing, but then he began,
"Good afternoon. I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. White."
"Well, I'm Mrs. White," the old woman answered. "What can I do for you?"
At first the stranger did not answer, but then he said,
"Mrs. White, I'm from Moore and Meggins. Can I come in and talk to you?"
Moore and Meggins had a big factory, and Herbert White worked there on the machinery.
"Yes, of course," Mrs. White answered. "Please come in."
The well-dressed stranger came into the little living room, and Mr. White stood up.
"Are you Mr. White?"
the stranger began.
Then he went on, "I'm from Moore and Meggins."
Mrs. White looked at the stranger, and she thought,
"Perhaps he has the money. But why Moore and Meggins? And his face is very unhappy. Why?"
Suddenly, the old woman was afraid.
"Please sit down,"
Mr. White began. But now his wife could not wait.
"What's the matter?"
she cried.
"Is Herbert?"
She could not finish the question. The stranger did not look at their faces, and Mr. White began to be afraid too.
"Please tell us," he said.
"I'm very sorry," the man from Moore and Meggins began.
He stopped for a minute, and then he began again.
"I'm very sorry, but this morning there was an accident at the factory."
What's the matter? Is Herbert okay? Mrs. White cried again.
Well, the man began slowly.
Is he in hospital?
The old woman asked, very afraid now. Yes, but... The stranger looked at Mrs. White's face and stopped.
Is he dead? Is Herbert dead?
Mr. White asked quietly.
Dead?
Mrs. White cried.
Oh, no! Please! Not dead! Not Herbert! Not our son!
Suddenly the old woman stopped because she saw the stranger's face. Then the two old people knew. Their son was dead. Old Mrs. White began to cry quietly, and Mr. White put his arm round her. Some time later, the man from Moore and Meggins said, It was the machinery. An accident. Herbert called, Help! The men heard him and ran to him quickly, but they could do nothing. The next minute he was in the machinery. I'm very, very sorry, he finished. For a minute or two the room was quiet. At last Mrs. White said,
Our son, dead. We're never going to see him again. What are we going to do without him?
Her husband said,
He was our son. We loved him.
Then Mrs. White asked the stranger,
Can we see him? Can we see our son? Please take me to him. I want to see my son.
But the stranger answered quickly. No, he said. It's better not to see him. They couldn't stop the machinery quickly. He was in there for a long time. And at first they couldn't get him out. He was... The man stopped. Then he said, Don't go to see him. The stranger went over to the window because he did not want to see the faces of the two old people. He said nothing, but he stood there for some time and he waited. Then he went back to the old people and began to talk again. There's one more thing, he said. Your son worked for Moore and Meggins for 6 years, and he was a good worker. Now Moore and Meggins want to help you at this unhappy time. Again the stranger stopped. After a minute he began again. Moore and Meggins want to give you some money. Then he put something into Mr. White's hand. Old Mr. White did not look at the money in his hand. Slowly he stood up and looked at the stranger, afraid.
How much?
Mr. White asked, very quietly. He did not want to hear the answer. £30,000, the stranger said.